Today at 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. But grow. Grow. The theme of our Sunday school class, the goal is that each of us grow in the Lord. Each of us grow. That each of us are further along today than we were 6 months ago. Hopefully, if you look at your life and you look back 6 months, you think, you know, Brother Rayburn, the Lord has shown me some things in that time. Hopefully, you've grown. I know, because of the Word of God, I know I've grown. I've seen the Lord do stuff in my life that should have been in my life a long time ago, and they weren't. Failures. Sin. Yet God's Word has been a blessing to me, and God's Word will be a blessing to you if you'll take His Word and if you'll bind it down in your heart, if you'll read it, if you'll meditate upon it. God has commanded us to grow. He'll give us the strength which we need to grow in and through His Word. The Lord expects us to be always growing. Is the Lord more real to you today than He was 6 months ago? Is He closer to you? Are you closer to Him than you were 6 months ago? God's Word will let you do that. God's Word will bring you into the very presence of the Lord. Into the very presence of the Lord. As Mary sat at Jesus' feet. Could you imagine that? Sitting at the Lord's feet and hearing Him? We have that ability through His Word. We have that ability through His Word. Is the Lord more real to us today than He was a year ago, 6 months ago? There are many things in which we need to grow. Colossians 1:10. Colossians 1:10, if you turn there, please. In fact, Colossians 1:10 is up here, which was our church theme verse last year. Colossians 1:10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Increasing in the knowledge of God. That's the growing. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Hopefully today God's Word is an active part of your life. Hopefully you are growing and increasing in the knowledge of God's Word. I hope that this book, unlike any other book, is a personal friend to you. I hope when your heart is heavy that you grab this book and you run to it. Why? Because this book is our meeting with God. This is how God speaks to us. Although He speaks to us in a still small voice, certainly, but He speaks to us through His Word. We need to be increasing in the knowledge of the Word of God. In Colossians 3:16, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians 3:16, when I memorized this verse, I had a hard time with it. It seemed like a while, and I kept forgetting it and memorizing and remembering and forgetting and remembering and forgetting. Let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. That's a challenge from the Lord. Let it dwell in us richly. Read it. Memorize it. Meditate upon it. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let it have an effect on our lives. I say you, I mean us. When I say, let God's Word have an effect on your life, I mean let God's Word have an effect on our lives. Let God's Word have an effect on our lives. If we don't read it, if we don't meditate upon it, it's not going to have that opportunity to have a to have an effect in our lives. The scripture tells us, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. We grow in God's word by reading and memorizing. Pastors asked this year, if you remember the first message he preached to launch this year, he asked that we read our Bibles through. He asked that we read our Bibles through. I hope that you have been able to do that. I know I got started, and then I got sidetracked. And Brother Kelly Dye said, how are you doing on your Bible reading? I went, oh, man, you know, I'm in the Bible. I'm working my Sunday school lessons. I'm doing this thing. He said, but how are you doing on your reading it through to cover to cover? I said, Kelly, I'm way behind. He said, well, get, you know, pick up from here. Pick up from here. We need people to encourage us like that. Otherwise, if nobody says, hey, how you doing? Well, you're slipping, it's slipping, it's slipping. Let's encourage each other. Let's be harder than that. Let's be accountable to each other. Read through the Word of God. This is a great way to do it. There's many ways to do it. Computers today, a lot of people carry them. They don't even, they call them phones, but they're not really phones anymore. They're a massive computer. But you can read the Bible through there. You can read it through, I think I saw it on our church website. Reading schedules. I can print some up for you off the internet. I'm not real handy with it, but we can print up schedules, whatever. Read through the Word of God. It'll be a blessing to you. I know I've read through it. I don't know how many times in my life. Obviously, in Bible college, that's the first thing you do is read through the Bible. New Testament survey, Old Testament survey, boom, right through the Bible, right off the bat. And then, of course, pastors are always challenging us. Why? Because God's Word is the answer for our lives. It gives us a path in which we should go. Read through it in a year. The pastor's got these up there. Read through God's Word. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let it dwell in you richly. Memorizing verses. What's so nice is you wake up in the morning and boom, there's a verse. That's a good way to wake up. That's a good way to wake up. There's a verse the Lord's got right there. Oh, and you think, oh, what is that verse? And you run over to your stack of cards and you pull them out. I don't know what kind of file system you use. Get one of these for your kids. Get your kids on a memory program. Get them to write their verses down. I keep mine in baggies. They can go with me. I'll tuck one in my pocket, and I'll be working on a die or whatever, and the dies start running, and I get a little bit of time, and I pull them out, and I go through them. Let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. Pastors ask that we read through the Word of God. A time when we can sit at the feet of Jesus. Sit at the feet of Jesus, as Mary did. Sit at the feet of Jesus. We can do that through reading God's Word. Spending time with Him. Maybe you've never read through the Bible. It's exciting. Some of it's hard. You get into some stuff and you think, man, this is hard. I don't understand it. That's all right. You read through it, you're not going to understand it all the first day, all the first time. God will continue to enlighten, illuminate your understanding of the Word of God. Maybe it's too late in the year. Brother Raybert, this is a 6 month. Half of the year is gone. You think I'm going to read through that? Okay, then read the New Testament. You start now, and you read through the New Testament by the end of the year. That's not that much reading. In fact, go up to somebody today and say, brother or sister, you know, the Lord said to me I should be doing this. And I want to say to you, Kelly Dye, I'm getting through it, brother. I'm getting on track, and I'm going. Say that to someone. Why? Accountability. Then they can pray with you. They can say, hey, how's it going? And they can encourage you. they can pray for you. We ought to pray for each other. They can pray for you. This would be an area we can grow. An area we can grow. Growing in God's Word. We can do that. To read through the New Testament would take very little in the rest of a year. Just some organization is all it would take. It'd take very little reading, just some organization. If you don't have that, if you need that, if you need ideas, ask me, ask Pastor, ask Rebecca Cole. That girl can, these two girls up here can do practically anything you can ask. Thank the Lord for them. But accept that challenge. Before you leave this building today, if you're not on track or you haven't committed or you something, you get a hold of somebody and say, I want you to pray for me. I'm by the grace of God. And it's not that you haven't tried it before and haven't started it before, but I'm by the grace of God. I'm going to read through the New Testament, the Old Testament, the whole Bible. Do that. Do that before you walk out of this building in the next 3 hours. Growing in the Word of God. If you're now reading through, that's great. If you're not, we need to get on track. God's Word has the answers for our lives. It has the answers for the hard times. It has the answers when you are up against life and it's up against you. It's got the answers. Because it's a word from God. Scripture memorization. I hope you're not getting tired of hearing that from me. It worked for me. It's working for me. Have I attained? No, certainly I haven't. I'm saved. When I say I haven't attained, I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about in growth in the Lord. I'm not there, but I tell you what. Because of God's word and God's grace, I'm further along. I've seen victories in my life that for 50 years weren't there. And they can be. They can be. Memorization of Scripture is an area we can grow. What will Scripture memorization do for us? Psalm 119:11. Can someone quote that, maybe? Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I... Excellent. Very nice. Very nice. You guys already know that one. You didn't know it at its reference. Grab a card. Write a card on that. Put that in your file. And go through the system on the back of the card. And then when someone says, what's Psalm 119:11? You can say, hey, I know that. Right now you already know it. You just need to get it hooked up with a reference. And that verse could go into your file with very little effort, and yet you could have it there, and that God's word would be there. Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp. Amen, amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You guys, most of you have got that one memorized. You just need to make a card, write it down, put it in the system, and run it. That these verses there wouldn't take 8 seconds of your life each day. And you'd have them. You already have the truths, but you would be able to nail them down. You'd be able to share them with others. You'd be able to know where they are. It's important to know where things are in Scripture. It helps us understand what they are and what they're saying. God's Word needs to be a light. It needs to be a lamp. In our lives. It can't if we don't read it. It can't if we don't memorize it. It can't if we don't meditate upon it. Exhort myself and exhort you to grow in the Lord. Grow in His Word this year. You may say, Brother Raver, I can't memorize. I can't remember names. I can't memorize verses. I can't memorize. I have news for you. You might be surprised what you can do through the Lord. you might be surprised. In fact, you will be surprised. You write a couple of verses down and see how little effort it actually takes. You're in a church where pastor, the guy's got to have a good portion of the Bible memorized. He quotes so much. So we hear these verses a lot. We hear God's word. We hear it. Someone starts a verse, we can finish it. Nail them down. Write out a card for them. Nail them down. Nail them down tight to where you have, to where the Lord can use them in your life and to where the Lord can use them in other people's lives around you. Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. You can memorize verses. How? Through the power of God. You can do that. Just a little bit of effort. A little bit of organization. A little bit of organization. And you can do that. And get a couple verses. Get them written down. Get them nailed down. Have them. If I were to walk up to you and say, how many verses are in your card file? How many whatever? Well, you know, I've got two in the file. You got two you can nail down? That's great. That's a start. It's like losing the first pound when you're fat and you got to get rid of weight. You lose the first pound, you lose the second one, and you get five, and you think, and of course, those are the easy pounds, but you think, man, I lied. And someone says, hey, you're losing weight, aren't you? And you get encouraged, and man, I'm going to lose five more. Man, I got 15 pounds off. Somebody said, hey, man, you're looking good. And they don't mean your face or my face. They mean I'm weighing less. They can see it. And you get encouraged. Write these verses down. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Don't just let it happen. Let God help you to make it happen. Three things that can stop us from growing. Three things that can stop us from growing in God's word. Worldliness. Worldliness. Being caught up in this world. It's hard to not be caught up in this world. We watch TV and we get the world. We read the newspaper and we get the world. There's so many influences on us. We get the world. Worldliness. Busyness. Busyness in a lot of churches, you have people on staff and they're very, very busy. And the busyness of life takes precedence over personal time with the Lord, the busyness of life. And then there's laziness. I tend to be a lazy person. But God can help us, can't he? He can make a difference. Three things that can stop us: worldliness, busyness, and laziness. Laziness. We don't have to change everything all at once. We don't have to go from not being a success for the Lord as he would have us to be and expect to be there the next day. No, it's one little grow. It's one little card. If you don't have a card in your file, it's one little card. Starts you. Gets you going to a victorious life with the Word of God. Scripture memorization, the importance and how to do it. Select short, meaningful verses to start out. John 11:35. Is that the shortest verse in the Bible? Or it's pretty close to it. John 11:35, which is Jesus wept. Sounds like you already have it. What a verse. Is that verse packed and loaded? Yeah. Yeah, because we think in our mind, Jesus wept. When was it? He came up and Martha was there. And Lord, if you'd been here, our brother, the one that you love, he wouldn't have died. if you'd have been here. And the Lord said, he'll live again. Man. She said, I know he'll live again in the resurrection. No, he's going to live again. Because I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the Lord says that to her, and then Mary comes. And I tell you what, to me, one of the biggest things of this story is when Christ wept. Why did Christ weep? Because he was man. Somehow God left heaven and became man. He became sin for us. But he became a man. He wept. Why did he weep? Because he was sad. Why was he sad? Because things weren't going good for the people that he loved. God became man. All of it. He became all of man that we are except for sin. He became all of it. If you're sad, you don't have a God that can't be touched with the feeling of these infirmities, because he was the very same way. He was sad. He wept. Our God became man for us. We don't have to walk this path alone. Christ has walked this path before. I don't know how, when Christ left heaven, as he took off the robes of the glory and the splendor, and he took all that and laid it aside and took upon himself the form of a servant, the form of man. And he took it. He took all of it. He was man. He was man. He wept that day. Take little verses like that. Memorize them. Start out with little verses. Somebody may laugh. You get up here on a Sunday night and you do John 11:35. Jesus wept. And they might giggle or whatever. Man, what a verse. You could take that passage and it could make a difference in your life. It could make a difference in your life. When you're sad, it can make a difference. The Lord is there. He understands it. He understands it. Take your cards. As you're reviewing and you're quoting, when you're doing a verse, let's say you're in the early stages of the card, and you're saying it multiple times, you're in one of the first 5 days. What you're trying to do is you're trying to quote it without looking at it. I mean, first you're going to look at it and learn it. But then the goal is going to be to say it without looking at it. 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 Every fifth time, I want you to look at it and read it word for word. Every fifth time you do it, when you're doing it multiple times in a day, every fifth time read it. Make sure you're learning it right. Make sure you haven't left out words, change words. It's very easy to do. In fact, you'll find out when you write them down, if you don't watch closely, it's very easy to mix them up. Every fifth time look at it when you are saying it multiple times in a day. Every fifth time look at it. Read it. Read each word of it. Some other ideas to help us in memorization. Saying it without looking at it. That's the key. If the handouts that I've given to you many times, you're trying to say it without looking at it. First, you're looking at the verse. You're getting it fresh in your mind. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Go through it. Say it 5 times without looking at it. Then look at it. Then read it. Say the reference before and after. Before and after. How many of you know many verses you could quote, but we don't have the reference with them? We can't go to God's Word and say, that's right here. We can't find it. say the reference before we quote it and after we quote it. Generally, people will say it before because we look at the verse. I do my verses. I actually write on the back of my cards the verse here on the back. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I'll read that reference, and then I'll try to quote it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I'll flip it over, and there it is. Okay, trust in the Lord with all thy... I got it. I got it. I got it right. Okay? Have a way where you see the reference, and you don't see the verse. Flip it over and say the verse. Another way to do it. Right now, by the grace of God, I'm at 230 verses. And it's not because I'm smart. It's not because I've got my college degree, so as it is, to prove to you I'm not smart. I'm not smart. But you nail God's word down. You spend time in God's word and you'll have it. Another nice thing about this is I can come through from this side of my cards and I can start sneaking this down. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And before I see the reference, I can say, okay, what is that reference? That's 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17? Yes. And you read the verse before you see the reference. And same way with the next one. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. 2 Samuel 12:13. And that'll help nail that reference down. That reference gives you access to the verse. You can go to your Bible and get it. Way to nail them down. Nail them down tight. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly by reading, by memorizing. Build a file. Build a file for your grandkids. Build a file for your kids. My wife's out in Vancouver right now. I'm going to have her pick up these 3x5 file boxes. Psalm 3:5. I laid me down and slept. I waked. Finish it. For the Lord sustained me. What a verse for a young child to learn. You can lay down in that bed tonight, and the Lord's going to take care of you. Children don't like darkness. At least this child never did. Don't like darkness. Let them have that truth. Give it to them. Let them grow up with the truth that they can lay down and sleep. God will take care of them. Wake them up in the morning, and he will have been with them all that time. Take these things. Take these opportunities. Get your grandkids started on this stuff. Get your kids started on it. Encourage each other. Kelly, walk up to me, Brother Averett, how you doing on your scripture memorization? That one's going better than my Bible reading. Not that I'm not reading my Bible, but systematically, Pastor wants us to go through the Bible. We need to do that. Build your file. Turn me to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. If we don't build a file, if we don't have some kind of system, you don't have to use the system I say. You can use whatever that the Lord will use in your life. Hebrews 2, 1. If you don't, here's what's going to happen to those verses. Hebrews 2, 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. We should let them slip. Let them drift by. Let them flow by. And then they're gone. We don't know where they're found in the Word of God. We don't know what's where in the Bible. Because we've let them slip. We came up here on a Sunday night. We memorized it. We came up here on a Sunday night. We said it. And the next week we're off to another verse. And we came up here on a Sunday night and we said that. And the next week we're off to another verse. And when we go back 6 months and you say, what was the verse you said 6 months ago? You go, man, I don't remember. I don't remember. Well, you stood up there and you said verse so-and-so. Well, man, I don't remember that. Don't Don't let it slip. Don't let it slip. Don't let God's word slip out of your life. Don't let it slip. Highlight in your Bible. I've got a yellow pencil. Anything in my Bible that's yellow, I've memorized. That helps us learn it. That helps us to rehearse it. That helps us to review it. When our Bible's open, we go somewhere. Oh, I know that verse. Where am I at? I'm in Hebrews. I'm in Hebrews 2. Oh, I know that verse. And help nail that down. Don't let it slip. You guys know many scriptures. We know many scriptures. Don't let them slip. Nail them down tight. Get a card. Get a card on every verse. I don't care if it's on John 11:35, Jesus wept. Get a card on it. Put it in the system. It won't take long. 10 minutes a day, you could have a lot of verses in 10 minutes a day. John 11:35, you could say the first 25 times in not in 2 minutes. That's just the first day. The second, the third, the fourth, the fifth day, you're just talking about seconds. That's all. Don't let them slip. Don't let them slip. We have a book over here. This is a book that I learned the system out of. The Spiritual Success Institute by Ron Hood. The only thing I've seen in this book that I don't agree with is he says to read out other translations, other versions. I say don't do that. We don't need the confusion. We don't need the confusion. I've been in churches while traveling, and you walk in, and you're sitting in a Sunday school class, and this guy says, well, my Bible says this. And this guy says, my Bible says this. My Bible says this. I disagree with this man on reading it in any other translation, any other version. I disagree with that. So don't do that. I did not know that was in there when I put this on the shelf. But it's a good system. It'll work. If you work it, it'll work. It'll give you access to God's word. It'll give you access. Don't let God's word slip. The word of God. These books are for sale over here. They're $5.25. You don't have the money, I'll loan you mine. I'll loan it to you for 3 weeks. I loan that for nothing, and I'll put it in your hand right now. You're on. You got 3 weeks, brother. Okay, there's the thing. You don't have to rent it. Listen, what I'm saying is this will work for you. If you use this will work for you. This will make a difference in your life. You'll walk closer to the Lord if you memorize Scripture. You'll walk closer to the Lord if you read God's word. You will grow in the Lord. You will grow in the Lord. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. In fact, let's start in verse 12. Philippians 3, 12, 13 and 14. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. That's the grow. I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press. That's the grow. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let the word of Christ grow in you. The word of Christ grow in you richly. Read God's word. Memorize God's word. Get on a Bible reading schedule today. Before you leave, you find someone in this room, someone in this building, and you commit to them, by the grace of God, I am going to read whatever. Do that before you leave here today. I want to thank you for coming. I appreciate you coming every week. It's a blessing to get here and have you here. It's disheartening to spend all week preparing and come here and not have you here. thank you for coming. I hope you find, I know you will find God's word to be a blessing to you. Thank you.